Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Gentlemen, that was Kindred Found. What was the name of that track, gents?
That's called Devils on the Highway.
Right, so you've come into the studio, we're going to have a chat. If you want to put that to guitars, we'll have a chat. And then, if you haven't guessed, boys and girls, those that are listening at home, we are doing a bit of a live lounge session today. And I'm chatting with Dan and Dave from local band Kindred Found.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Right, so thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
What have you been up to since we've been in, I asked?
Played with y'all at a festival, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did that, didn't we?
Okay, then, right. We'll start. Okay. Take two, we'll start again.
Yeah,
right. You guys have been in the studio a few times now, and it's always been a blast chatting with you guys.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, just a reminder to the listener, who do we have in the studio today, and what is your role in the band?
I'm Dan. I'm the lead guitarist and backing vocals, secondary vocals, I guess we'll call it.
And I'm Dave, and I'm not normally this husky, but I've got whatever's going around the island at the moment. So please be aware that the vocals today will be slightly gruffer than usual. But I'm lead singer, rhythm guitarist, and both Dan and I write the songs.
All right, okay then, cool. So we've got the two main men, as it were, in the studio.
I guess so.
Like
yeah.
The songwriting duo, as it were, then, yeah. The band.
Yeah, we're where it started.
Okay, fair enough. So who else is in the band then?
Well, we've got a wonderful guy called Andy Brining, who plays drums for us. He's probably the best-looking member of the band, which is why we keep him at the back, hidden behind a drum.
Oh, yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, I feel.
Gives us all a rest of a chance, really. But And then maybe the second most, you know, attractive member of the band, Mark Lyne. Sorry, Tom. Mark Lyne on harmonica and mandolin as well. And then
Tom Daly on bass, just keeping us all in time.
He's a beautiful man. He is a beautiful man.
He's a beautiful man.
Keep it clean.
To be honest, I mean, Dan and I are where it started, but Kindred Found would not be Kindred Found without those three guys.
So you work together as a team and, like, everyone brings their own little bits to the band, as it were.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, then. So the last time you guys were in the band, last time you guys were in the studio, you were about to release One Night in Nashville and then play the Isle of Wight Festival on the Cashmere Cafe tent, was it?
That's right.
How did the festival go and what have you been up to since then?
It was fantastic. It was absolutely brilliant. I'll let Dave talk a little bit more about it, actually.
Well, there's not much more to add than that. It was a lifetime-defining moment. It was fantastic, something we'll always remember, and obviously we'd love to do it again. I think what really, really nailed it for us was that we were lucky enough that the Cashmere Cafe was quite packed when we started playing and people stayed. So we took that as a good sign.
You didn't clear the tent.
We didn't clear the tent.
Right, well, that's a good thing.
In fact, I would say it was busier when we finished than when we started.
That's good. That is good.
It was such a high. I haven't quite come down yet.
No, it was still buzzing. Or 3 months later.
Well, no, it's not every day that you get a chance to play the Isle of Wight Festival, do you know what I mean? And obviously, you've got to put the time and the effort in to be asked, like, on the bill. So you're obviously doing something right to be put into that position, do you know what I mean?
And the Cashmere Cafe is probably one of the best places to play there, isn't it? It's got such a good reputation, it's for charity,
mm-hmm.
and there's just the most amazing vibe there. So, yeah, it was perfect.
I mean, I will admit, the last couple of times that I've been to a lot of festival, I have spent a lot of time at the Cashmere Cafe in preference to other stages. No offence to anyone else on other stages, just that the Cashmere Cafe had more things that I wanted to watch.
And it's got a cool vibe going for it.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. So you've got a new single coming out, Drowning, is it?
Yes.
Right.
in the midst of getting it sort of, like, you know, mastered.
Mixed and mastered
and finalised. So it should be out imminently. Best thing is just to follow our socials, I guess.
We'll cover that in a second. We'll cover that. Don't get ahead of yourself, young man. What was the inspiration behind the track?
I think Drowning came from a place very similar to our first single, Bones. I mean, the first line of Bones is, mm-hmm. it's 3 a.m. and I'm wide awake. And that's something I've struggled with in the past, insomnia and various things. And Drowning is all about those memories that you can't let go.
Sometimes
you feel like they're overwhelming you. So I think to a large degree, I mean, I've had struggles in my past. I'm grateful to be where I am today. It's a little bit about mental health. I think people sometimes need that support.
It's good to talk about mental health issues, though, isn't it?
It is. Can I do a plug?
Please go ahead.
In November, we will be hosting a weekend of music at FUBAR on Union Street in support of, is it Men Only?
Men Only.
Isle of Wight?
Yeah.
It's a charity for men's mental health here on
Right,
Ireland.
Okay.
And I think it's particularly important because blokes, to a degree, sometimes don't speak out.
No, not at all. When they do speak out, sometimes it's a little too late.
Yeah.
You've got beyond the point of help, and then obviously we know what possibly can happen in extreme circumstances, and we don't want that to happen to anybody. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Not cool.
So that's kind of the spring from which Drowning came. It's telling people that, there's other people out there that are struggling. So, you know.
Okay, so it's drawing from life, real life experiences then?
Yeah, most of our songs do, I think, to a degree. I mean, you know, you generalise it to a point because you don't want to go naming names or saying, well, when I was in my room at this address at this time, that would be a bit bizarre. But, always the gist behind our songs is...
The gist, the vibe, the feel is based loosely on real-life events.
Yeah, it's things that Dan and I have been through.
Yeah, that's cool. Right, so the Bones EP, it was released just over a year ago now. a long time. I remember you guys coming in and plugging that one as well. And I remember filming the music video with you guys with that as well. You've also released a couple of singles since then.
Yes. Shudder and One Night in Nashville, yeah.
So here's the big question. Is there going to be an album at some point?
Yeah, that's the eventual goal. We've laid down all the guide tracks, essentially.
Hmm.
So now it's just sort of like fleshing out the rest of it. So, I mean, 6 months' time, roughly. I mean, that window.
March, April next year, yeah, I think, is what we're hoping for.
Is that a proper inside scoop there?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You heard it here first on Vectis Radio. I mean, there is going to be a Kindred Found album.
Yes. Yeah, big props to our producer, Sean Sales of Sidehouse Studios, because he brings something extra to everything we do. And I think that's why we love the production's process so much.
Yeah.
Because we'll take a song and then he'll just give us these little ideas. So you could almost say he's the sixth member of the band.
Yeah. Can I say absolutely, that? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'd go as far to say that as well. I mean, certainly like One Night in Nashville and Drowning actually as well. It's like when we took them to him, they were completely different songs to what has come out.
And he's like, well, what about this?
Pushing stuff a little bit. Was it a little bit of a riff there or something like that? And all of a sudden the song's just transformed.
And it's like,
One Night in Nashville was originally 6 weeks in Bognor Regis. He decided it was going to be sexier if we did One Night in Nashville. So.
Okay, right. Well, we're not going to edit that for our podcast then. That can stay in. That's not a problem. So if people wanted to know more, like purchase your music or more about your band, do you have a website and can you be found on social media?
Yes, our website is www.kindredfoundmusic.com. You can also find us on Facebook, on Instagram. We're up on Instagram. We occasionally get around to posting pictures of our handsome mugs. Yeah, we're up on streaming sites, up on Spotify.
All the normal ones, like Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal. Exactly. Is that another one that the kids use nowadays? Yeah. I can't keep up with them. There's so many nowadays.
I think you can even find some of our music on Snapchat and stuff like that.
Okay.
See, Dan takes over the socials conversation because I have no clue.
I don't know.
I mean, we also have these lovely T-shirts as well, which you can find.
Bit of merch. Nothing more than a bit of merch.
You can find some of our merchandise as well on kindredfound.tmill.com, tangoechoechomill.com. And, there's some various bits up there as well, including T-shirts.
Obviously, this is going to lead us into the next conversation. Not necessarily the next conversation, but the next question.
Mm.
What gigs and events do you have in the pipeline?
Well, the big one for us at the moment that we're most excited about is coming this Thursday, actually, the 26th. We will be headlining Strings for the first time. We've played there before, always supporting other bands, and that's been fantastic. We love playing there. Mm. So to have the opportunity to get up and strut our stuff for a little bit longer and a little bit later is very exciting. So, this Thursday, the 26th, Strings in Newport by the bus station. It is a pay what you feel on the door event. So it should be an absolute blast.
What time does that event kick off?
Doors open at 7:30. We've got Corinne Atkins supporting us, opening the show.
Not familiar.
So she was someone we found at one of our gigs that we did recently. Actually, we played over at the Globe in Cowes. Greg Barnes' acoustic session, and she was on the same bill as us, and we really liked her. So it was like,
hey, do you want to come do a gig?
Yeah, she'll fancy opening for us. So yeah, she'll be on at about 8:30, maybe 8:00, 8:30.
Yeah.
And then, we'll go on around about 9-ish, I reckon, or something like that. So.
And you can buy the T-shirts.
You can buy T-shirts, we'll have all the merchandise.
That's where I was getting to.
Yeah.
See, it comes around, see?
Look at that, seamless, Nick, seamless.
No one will notice. So you can buy, but if you wanted to buy, like, physical copies of the CD...
Yep.
You can buy physical copies of the CDs at the gigs.
We'll have the t-shirts and you've got
some pin badges as well.
You
very generously donated a pin badge to me earlier in the green room. So the merch can be bought at the gigs as well.
Yeah.
That was the bit I was trying to do.
Yeah.
We saw where you were going.
We're not very commercially minded.
Well, at the end of the day, it's about the music, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
But the merch is the bit that's going to pay for other merch.
Yeah, that's true. And it is cool to see someone wearing a T-shirt with your band's
name on it. Hey, man, that's my
band.
Like, yeah. Like, who are you? No, what? Right, do you want to do another track for us?
Yeah, sure.
Should we do the new single?
I reckon that's a great idea.
Yeah, so this is going to be Kindred Found and Drowning. Gents, when you're ready, take it away.
Thanks very much.
Good to go?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was local band Kindred Found with Drowning. I'm still chatting with the band. So, let's sum up, shall we?
Yes.
As long as it doesn't actually involve maths.
No, it can do if you want.
Oh, gosh, no.
It's too early on a Monday afternoon to do that.
It is.
Don't worry, it won't be about math. Right, so if people wanted to know more about your music and purchase music like merchandise, bits and pieces, do you have a website and can you be found on social media?
Yes, www.kindredfoundmusic.com. and you can also...
It's got all the links on there, hasn't it?
Yeah,
to
yeah.
The merch, the music, forthcoming events.
Yeah.
You can find everything from there. Yeah, you can also follow us on Facebook, though. You can also follow us on Instagram.
Like the yeah. social medias and bits yeah. and pieces like it's yeah, all, but exactly. it's all linked through the website. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
Cool. I see. One stop shop for everything, yes. isn't it? Really. Right. Okay. Then. So, what gigs and events are lined up?
So yeah, we've got this coming Thursday at Strings. So the 26th. Do please come and support because it'd be great to see everyone there. And I believe Thursday's the new Friday. So
that's, yes, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. And then later in the year, I think the thing we're most excited for is our Weekend of Music, a charity event that we are hosting in Fubar in Ryde. There'll be a day of Ireland original music and then a day of kind of big bands doing covers. Yeah. And that's to support Men Only Isle of Wight.
On the 23rd and 24th of November.
Oh, yeah.
That's the 23rd. Yeah, 23rd and 24th of November.
So all the bands I've invited so far, I've sent them a message and then afterwards gone... Oh, the date. You need the date.
That's the problem when you're trying to book gigs and dates. There's so much bits and pieces to take on board, and it's like it's so easy to forget something.
Just get excited sometimes. And you're it's like
I'm gigging. Yeah, don't worry about it. No one's died. It's fine. Right.
We're at Fubar as well. Like a week, 2 weeks Friday. A week Friday. The 4th of October.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Oh,
no, we're not.
Right,
okay.
That never came together.
Oh, right. Ignore me.
You can edit
me.
That bit out,
can't right.
you?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take that bit out of the podcast. It's fine. But anyway, all the dates, the important dates that you need to know yeah. and are confirmed yeah. are on the website.
Yes.
Right, cool. Not a problem. Right, so just one last question then.
Yes.
Here's the curveball question. You know the rules by now, gents. You've been on the show before. If you could pick a superpower, what would you pick and why?
Invisibility.
Invisibility?
Oh, why? Just sometimes it's just nice, isn't it?
Just
I think, yeah, just to disappear for a little bit.
Nah, that's fair enough.
I'm going with the healing factor. So that
like a Wolverine Deadpool.
Like a Wolverine Deadpool kind of thing, so that my right? general lifestyle, diet and lack of exercise won't affect me too much.
Too much? There's the clause, too much.
Too much.
I'm going to pick observation. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Not necessarily like X-ray vision, but have a good eye for detail and the ability to like step back and analyse the situation and then respond to the evidence that presented to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a Sherlock Holmes kind of superpower.
Yeah, kind of like a sidestep, because like, I don't want to fly and stuff like that. We're talking about planes in the break, and it was like, nah, I can't do that. I'm sorry. So yeah, that would be my superpower. You know what I mean? It's just you know, cool. So you could use it for a more moral compassy kind of thing. You know what I mean? You wouldn't be persuaded to the dark side of the force, as it were. Do you know what I mean? Right. Anyway, so thank you very much for coming to the studio, gents. It's been great chatting with you. I will see you Thursday night at Strings. What time does that gig start again, just for the people at home?
Doors open 7:30.
And what's the fee on the door?
It's pay what you feel on the door.
So like a curly whirly and like a...
Yeah, I think...
We're actually expecting £100 each time someone walks
yeah,
through the door.
Presumably, so for the chance to see Kindred Found live. For more
I'll give you two curly whirlies.
Okay, two curly
Yeah, we'll take two curly whirlies. You know, I'll take a pack of Maltesers.
Right, okay.
Just be lovely for people to show up.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Okay then. Are you going to play us one last song out?
Yeah, I reckon
we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we playing?
Let's do another track from the Bones EP. Actually.
What, Muse?
Muse, I reckon.
Yeah. So this is Kindred Found and Muse. Right, gents, take it away.
Okay.
Yep. Ready when you are. Said I needed a muse. Did you know that it would be you?
get hard when you criticize. Yes, this is rejection. Find a way to deal with grief. When you think about it, you see it's you that's gotta change, not me. I had to find my home voice, girl. Shades of you. Well, I learned all my lessons. You read my soul black and blue.
FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Vectis Radio. Vectisradio.com.